Lifted in the air to left field, long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
And then a monstrous blast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. The Clippers taking on the Syracuse Mets in the third game of this six-game series. The Clippers have won each of the first two contests by identical 5-0 scores. Yesterday, the offense didn't do a ton, but what they did, it all went over the wall. Jose Fermin hit his second home run of the year, a solo shot to put the Clippers on the board 1-0. Gavin Collins would follow with a home run of his own. That made it 2-0, and then a monstrous blast from DJ Johnson, a three-run shot over Nationwide Boulevard, made it 5-0, and that's where it would finish up because Adam Scott and the Clippers bullpen were outstanding. Back-to-back shutouts for the Clippers against the Syracuse Mets, so Columbus has yet to allow a run at home this year. The Clippers pitching staff has, after a rough start against Lehigh Valley, really kind of rocketed up the overall standings. The Clippers are now fourth in the International League with a 2.91 team earned run average over eight games now with a 5-3 record. Offense has been a bit of a problem for the Clippers. They've got a 2.13 team batting average, and that is 26th overall in AAA. That's been something of a theme for the Cleveland Indians minor league affiliates here in the early going. Lake County batting 2.29, that's 17th in all of High A, all 30 teams, and that is the best batting average in the system. The other affiliates in Low A, Lynchburg, the Hillcats batting just 194 as a team. That is 27th overall in low A. And it's even more dire in double A, where the Akron Rubber Ducks have yet to hit a home run this year. They're hitting just 173 as a team. That is 29th overall in double A. Will Brennan has been an exception. He's hitting 368 for the Rubber Ducks. Had a big game yesterday. So everybody's going to try and turn things around offensively, kind of like the parent club has done. The Cleveland Guardians are hitting on all cylinders, certainly with a big series against the Cincinnati Reds. They will return home tomorrow to open the home slate at Progressive Field. When we come back after this, it's the starting lineups and first pitch. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
It's a beautiful day here in the Arena District, and we are just about set for baseball. Let's get to the starting lineups brought to you by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for more details. Syracuse bats first. They're the visitors. Here's their order. Nick Plummer gets in there today, back on the roster from the taxi squad. He'll lead off in center field, followed by the DH, Carlos Cortez. Khalil Lee will be the right fielder, batting third. Mark Vientos cleans up at third base. Travis Blankenhorn at second base will be the five hitter. Patrick Mazika will bat sixth at first base. Bottom third of the order will be Matt Reynolds at shortstop, Nick Meyer the catcher, and Quinn Brody in left field. Defense brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. Winning happens every day. Visit OhioLottery.com. And for the Columbus Clippers, it'll be Alex Call in left field, Will Benson in center, Oscar Gonzalez in right, Jose Fermin at the hot corner. Mitch Tolman will be the shortstop today. His double play partner is Ike Freeman. David Fry at first base. Mike Rivera will give the signals out to the starting pitcher, and that is Tobias Myers. Myers 0-1 so far with an 8-10 earned run average. Didn't give up a ton of offense, but the Clippers didn't score a lot of runs in the early portion of that series against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. This will be his first start here at Huntington Park. Came over via trade from the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Made his AAA debut last year. Split the season pretty evenly between AA and AAA, coming from Montgomery up to Durham. And, of course, Durham did not play outside of the Southeast Division last year in that wonky 2021 season. And so his first look at Huntington Park, he's not wearing a Clippers uniform, but a Valeros uniform. On this gorgeous day, it is the Valeros de Columbus who take the field under clear skies. 59 degrees will be our game time temperature. Winds gusting up to 22 miles per hour, blowing across the field from right to left as we look out from behind home plate. So balls up in the air to left field should get a bit of a boost. Temperatures have dropped into the upper 50s. Earlier today, high 60s. And if you were out of the wind, it was a right pleasant day. Game time conditions presented by Aldi. Ballpark snacks for low prices. Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove Peanuts to Clancy's Pretzels, Aldi has them all and is a proud sponsor of the Columbus Clippers. Find a store near you at aldi.us. Nick Plummer in the left-handed batter's box awaits the game's first pitch. Here it comes. It's a check swing and a foul ball. Back to the screen. We are underway at 6:16. Clippers have not allowed a run to Syracuse so far in this series. Next pitch from Myers in there for a called strike. A fastball at 91 miles per hour. And it's quickly 0-2. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. Next offering. Swung on and missed. Good change of speeds there from Myers. And Plummer goes down on three straight pitches. Good start to the ball game. Myers in his first start went through 3 1/3 innings. Took him 69 pitches to do it. Four runs on two hits. Three of the runs were earned. He walked three batters, struck out a pair, and gets a swing and a miss from Carlos Cortez on the first offering. Myers steals, and that's in for a called strike. So pretty similar sequence to what we saw in the first at bat. Came with the fastball of the outer half to a left-handed batter. We'll see if Cortez learned anything and if Myers comes with a changeup here. The pitch. Yep, strike three called over the outside corner, and Cortez could not pull the trigger. Back-to-back Ks for Myers to begin this one. Tobias Myers ranked as the 23rd best Cleveland Guardians prospect, according to Baseball America, coming into play this year. Originally drafted by the Orioles, traded from the O's to the Rays 1 year after being drafted. First pitch. Boy, just a whisker inside. Looked like a pretty good pitch to Khalil Lee, but it's called ball one. First offering out of the zone from Myers. After the 2021 campaign, Cleveland swung a deal with Tampa Bay in exchange for Junior Caminero to acquire Myers. He is a member of the 40-man roster. 2-0 pitch, and that is off the inside corner. Three balls and no strikes, a fastball at 93. Cleveland added a bevy of prospects to the 40-man roster as a way to protect them from the Rule 5 draft. The only problem is the Rule 5 draft didn't happen. Next pitch, high, bounder out towards second base, an in-between hop, and Ike Freeman cannot field it cleanly. It goes way up in the air and behind him. We'll see what they score it. Freeman was charging because it was a high bounder, and Lee can really run. If he plays back for it, there's a chance that he doesn't have a play. And it will go as an E4. Rolled right up the heel of his glove and popped up in the air. So a man on and two out. And Mark Vientos to the plate. Vientos hitting just a .150 on the year, but this is a guy who's a pickoff attempt to first. The runner is back. This is a guy that the Mets like an awful lot. Very good power potential, corner infield type. Might get some corner outfield experience as well. They like his bat, and they think it's going to produce a lot of home runs. Another pickoff attempt before a pitch is made. So that's it. There's no more pickoff attempts for Myers without the risk of it being a balk. You can pick them. You can try and pick off another time, but you can step off the back of the rubber another time. But if you do and you don't get an out, the runner will get second base. That's the first time we've seen that this year. Lee leaning towards second base, not going on the first one. It's in there for a called strike. I was talking with Anthony Schlosser, the stats guru for the Columbus Clippers, before the game today. We have not yet seen a runner take off after two pickoff attempts, I don't believe. Lee's not going here. Swung on and fouled away. And it's quickly 0-2. Lee has only one stolen base this year. He's yet to be caught. He doesn't have really a big lead. Long pause. There he goes. Here's the pitch. It is off the outside corner. There will not be a throw. Yentos now will face a 1-2 count and a runner in scoring position. Now, and even without a big lead, if you're confident that man's not going to throw over, you can get a really good jump. Myers looks to second base. Now turns and fires. And a slider is outside. Now, again, it has not been made clear to me by anybody whether or not, because this is still the same plate appearance for Vientos, if there is an advancement on the bases, if another two pickoffs or disengagements are allowed. Here comes the 2-2. A breaking ball in the dirt gets away on the third base side. That'll be a wild pitch, and Lee moves up to third base. And now the count is full. Boy, it was, I mean, you couldn't have any more smooth sailing if you were Tobias Myers over the first two batters. Three pitches, three strikes. Strike out to the first guy, three pitches, three strikes, strike out to the second guy. And since, things have not gone as well. Long pause, now the payoff. Popped up, first base side, is there room? Going over is David Fry, there will not be room. This will be a half dozen rows behind the Clippers dugout. So we'll do it again. Righty Vientos waits. Lee leads into foul territory. Here is the pitch. High and tight for ball four. That'll put him on the corner. Still no hits for Syracuse. Travis Blankenhorn to the plate. Syracuse has the lowest batting average in the International League at 162. Another lefty at the plate. First pitch to him is swung on and missed. Strike one. Because of the error, any runs that score here will be unearned. Myers from the belt. Lifts the leg, drives to the plate, and the 0-1 is popped up. Shallow right center field. The wind is carrying it over towards center, and as a result, Will Benson will make the call and the catch for out number three. So no damage done, no runs, no hits, one Clippers error, and two men left aboard. We go to the bottom of the first inning here at Huntington Park. Syracuse nothing, and the Clippers coming up.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. This is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important. Here come the Clippers. Their batting order looks like this in the bottom half of the first inning. Will Benson in center field is the leadoff man, followed by Alex Call in left. Daniel Johnson is the designated hitter batting third. Oscar Gonzalez cleans up. He's the right fielder. David Fry bats fifth at first base. Mitch Tolman, the shortstop, hits sixth. Bottom third of the order, Jose Fermin at third, Mike Rivera the catcher, and Ike Freeman at second base. Will Benson is 4-for-9 so far on the season. That's good for a .444 batting average. He has also drawn a walk. Looking for his first home run of the year. If you're a right-handed batter, this is your day. A lefty could have trouble. Benson, of course, is a left-handed batter. He's got the power to cut through just about any wind if he gets a hold of one. First pitch to him is down and in for ball one. The pitch. That is over at the knees for a called strike. Jose Rodriguez out on the hill for the Syracuse Mets. 0-1 with an 1890 earned run average. Benson swings and fouls this one away. Rodriguez, in his third organization, came up with the Angels and pitched with L.A. all the way through 2020, made his major league debut in 2019 for the Halos. 9 appearances, 8 of those out of the bullpen. He misses outside. Pitched in the Braves organization. Benson swings and misses at a 2-2 fastball, and he goes down on strikes. That heater at 94 miles per hour eluded his bat. One down now for Alex Call. Rodriguez, 6'2", 175-pounder from Bolivar, Venezuela. He's 26 years old this season. He pitched once against the Clippers last year while a member of the Gwinnett Stripers. Made 9 starts for the Stripers at a .565 earned run average. Or excuse me, a 9-9 record with a .565 earned run average. This is the outside corner. Alex Call. Just one hit for the Clippers, but it went over the wall, a home run. He's got 2 runs batted in. Next pitch. That is low. The line and the offering from the right-hander. Strike called on the inside corner. That'll even things at 2-2. Call promoted last year from AA Akron, made a pretty immediate impact for the Clippers. Swings here and hits the ball hard to left field. That's going to get down. It will roll all the way to the wall just in front of the out-of-town scoreboard. Call cruising into second with a one-out double. I bring up Daniel Johnson. Johnson has had some tremendous swings this year, resulting in a couple of home runs that went a long, long way. One at Coca-Cola Park in the first series against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and then last night here with the Clippers up 2-0. They had two men on. It was the first time all night the Clippers had two base runners, and Johnson brought them and himself home with a titanic three-run home run over Nationwide Boulevard. First pitch to him. He swings and misses. Strike one. Slightly open stance in the left-handed batter's box. Rodriguez turns and fires, and there's a flare into shallow right center field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Cole read it well. He is burning around third base. He will head in and score. They throw to second, and they're going to try and get Johnson, and they do. The throw was taken out in front of home plate. That was a wise decision to shorten the distance and then throw behind. When it looked like the throw was coming through, Johnson decided to try for second. But then Syracuse made the smart play. Cut that throw off a little bit shy of home, threw back behind him. But Johnson gets the RBI single. He is out 2-4, I believe, on the play. Clippers on top 1-0 here in the first inning. First pitch to Oscar Gonzalez, off speed, and he was looking fastball way out in front. Next offering. Low and outside, again an off speed pitch. Next changeup swung on and missed. Gonzalez again anticipating fastball and didn't get it. Well, if you're Jose Rodriguez, if you can execute the changeup out of the zone, throw it again. He tried to sneak a fastball by him. Gonzalez fouled it away. Problem with the changeup is if you throw it in the strike zone and that's what the batter is counting on coming home, it can turn around in a hurry. The 1-2. Punched into shallow right field. Got the off-speed pitch, and it's going to hang up just long enough for Khalil Lee to come underneath and make the catch for out number three. So Jose Rodriguez gives up two hits, one run. The base is left empty. The Clippers lead 1-0 after an inning in Huntington Park.
Enjoy all-you-can-eat perch or rigatoni with marinara every Wednesday and Friday of Lent at the TAT. Order an all-you-can-eat meal, then purchase your favorite bottle of wine for half off at James and Livingston, the TAT.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hi, this is Colleen Dill from Dill's Greenhouse. This week at Dill's Greenhouse, it's all about our shrubs during our annual Shrubaganza sale. All in-stock trees and shrubs are 15% off. And be sure to ask our knowledgeable staff to help you choose the right product for your gardening needs.
Dill's Greenhouse at Rager Road and Route 33 in Groveport. Dillsgreenhouse.net.
Dill's Greenhouse. Only nature does it better.
Mrs. Fogelman, ready to hustle for that muscle.
Membership numbers at Sly's Gym have been racking up.
22 people have signed up for 6 a.m. buns of steel.
Now he needs more certified trainers to do all the heavy lifting.
I'm going to have to bulk up my staff.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Top two, Patrick Mazzica to lead things off for the Syracuse Mets. It'll be followed by Matt Reynolds at shortstop and Nick Meyer, the catcher. Clippers lead 1-0. Alex Call had a double. Daniel Johnson brought him home. And Johnson is really hitting well with runners on base. Running through the stats earlier today, and Johnson with runners in scoring position is now 5-for-11 with 7 runs batted in. First pitch to Mazzica fouled away for strike one. Tobias Meyer delivers off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Triangle shift on against the left-handed batting Mazzica. Second baseman Ike Freeman in shallow right field. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away. Scoring first in the series against Lehigh Valley was not a good thing to do. The team that scored first went 2-4 in that series. The 1-2 pitch. A little bit inside, 2-2. But here at home, the Clippers are the only team that scored. So if you're not going to allow any runs to your opponent, well, that means by default you're going to score first and you're going to win the game. 2-2. That sails high, full count. Now, by and large, you ask the coaching staff and they'll say, we want the first runs. Easier to play from ahead than behind, obviously. 3-2 is fouled away. And, of course, we're still so early in the season. 8 games in. I don't know that you can draw any conclusions from anything that's happened so far, really. Again, the payoff pitch. Tapped out toward the mound. Myers has it, throws to first, in plenty of time for out number one. Early work paying off. The Clippers pitching staff was out on the field pregame today, running through PFPs, taking ground balls, throwing to the proper base, covering first base. And because there are so many pitchers on the roster right now, it was a crowded infield. One down, base is empty, and the first pitch, a strike on the inside corner to Matt Reynolds. Reynolds, the shortstop. 0.67 batting average on the year. No homers, 2 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch to him. He gets it high in the air to left field. The wind is going to push that one back and back and back and gone. Up into the net above the padded wall. A wind-aided solo home run for Matt Reynolds. And boy, off the bat, that looks like a routine pop-up to medium deep left field, but Reynolds didn't hit it on a routine day. Told you at the outset, winds were at 22 miles per hour. Well, if they're at 18 miles per hour, that ball doesn't go out. So for Syracuse, it's their first run of the series. Ties the game at one apiece. Fastball right through the heart of the zone to Nick Meyer. Makes it 0-1. The pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. Make it 0-2. That's just the third home run allowed by Clippers pitching this year. The fewest still in the International League. 0-2. Lifted high in the air, foul down the right field line. The wind is pushing that almost back toward fair territory. And it's still 0-2. Nick Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R, the batter. Tobias Myers, spelled M-Y-E-R-S, the pitcher. And the offering is a breaking ball. Check swing. Did he go? You bet. Strike three, third K for Myers. And that'll bring up the nine hitter, Quinn Brody. Brody, the left fielder. He's got a home run and two RBIs on the season, but just an 0.67 batting average. First pitch to him, fastball off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Brody is just 1 for 15 so far on the season. He's struck out three times. Does lead the team, though, with four stolen bases. Takes a called strike, and it's 0-2. So when he's on, he is running. He's walked twice. The 1-1. And that is low. So he's walked twice. He has one home run. It's hard to steal a base when you hit a home run. He's not been hit by any pitches. He doesn't have any sacrifices. So unless he stole both second and third when he walked both times or stole home once in there, must have been safe on a fielder's choice or something. Those are strange numbers. Two balls, two strikes to count after a foul ball. Tobias Myers winds, deals, and put one inside for a full count. 1-1 ball game, top two. Shadows have covered almost all of the infield grass. Creeping out toward left field. Next pitch, hit toward left field, but foul and out of play. So in addition to the wind blowing out to left field and maybe playing some havoc with the left fielder, the sun is setting, and it's going to get right in their eyes here, too, in the next few minutes. Payoff. Strike three called on the inside corner. Two strikeouts for Myers. A run for the Mets, their first of the series. That ties the game at one apiece as we go to the bottom of the second inning.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
Five, six, and seven due up for the Clippers. It is a Thursday, and so that means the Clippers become the Valeros. Valeros de Columbus. Copa Initiative, the sugar skull and cross bat logo on the crown of those ball caps for Columbus. Black caps with the teal brim. Red jerseys, teal sleeves, white letters and numbers. And the ghost ship sailing across the chest. Syracuse and the road grays, reminiscent of the pairing club New York Mets. First pitch to David Fry is a strike over the outside corner. A fastball at 93 miles per hour. 0-1 to the Clippers' first baseman. Jose Rodriguez gave up a double and a single to produce a run in the first inning. Misses high with a curveball to even the count at 1-1. He allowed three home runs in his first start against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. The pitch. Fastball high and tight. Fry has two homers on the year. They both came as part of a back-to-back for the Clippers. Now the 2-1 pitch. Another heater, this one at the knees for a called strike to make it 2-2. Fry, then Tolman, then Fermin for the Clippers. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Put a fastball by him. That one registered 94. And that's the second strikeout for Rodriguez. Mitch Tolman playing shortstop today, batting 250 for the Clippers. 4-for-16 so far, 5 runs scored. He's got a pair of doubles and a home run to go with 6 base on balls. First pitch to him is a called strike, 0-1. Good day for baseball here in the Arena District, although the wind is now really picking up, as hard as it's blown all day long. Fastball shot foul down the left side, 0-2. Folks still filing in here to Huntington Park. This has been one of the best draws in minor league baseball since opening in 2009. This time of year is not as well attended all the way across minor league baseball. School is still in. The weather is still not baseball-like. Sub 60 at first pitch, even though it's picture perfect today. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, a check swing. Tolman tried to hold up, but they asked the third base umpire, and he says strike three. Tyler Olson is the umpire at third base. Lou Williams, the crew chief at first, and Sam Birch calling the balls and strikes today. So back-to-back strikeouts, and here comes Jose Fermin. First pitch to him is swung on, hit high in the air to right center field. That ball will not travel. It'll be caught by Khalil Lee for out number 3. The Clippers go in order, and we go to the third inning. It's a 1-1 ball game in the Arena District.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, top of the order for the visiting Syracuse Mets. This will be the only visit for Syracuse to Huntington Park this year, and the Clippers will not go to Syracuse. Clippers will play teams from the old IL North. Buffalo, Rochester, we already played Lehigh, and these Syracuse Mets who will not play Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, or Worcester. First pitch to Nick Plummer's off the outside corner for ball one. So, at this point, the Clippers have never played Worcester. They began their tenure as the WooSox last year after leaving Pawtucket and the friendly confines of McCoy Stadium. Two balls, no strikes to Plummer. The pitch lifted high in the air to left field, and again, that's bad news because the wind is going to push this one out of here as well. Solo home run for Nick Plummer. And it's 2-1. Syracuse on top, boy. As a pitcher today, you're going to have to keep the ball from being elevated in that direction as long as this wind keeps blowing. Neither of the home runs looked off the bat like they were sure things. Brings up Carlos Cortez, who takes a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count. So in the first three innings of this game, Syracuse has doubled the number of home runs allowed by the Clippers pitching staff this season. Next pitch, a called strike, quickly 0-2. Myers winds, deals, and comes up and in with a heater. One ball and two strikes. Clippers are now tied with two other teams with four home runs allowed for the lowest total. Here's a slow roller on the third base side. Grabbing it on the run is Fermin. He'll fling across his body to first in time to cut down Cortez. 5-3, a nice defensive play. And that'll bring up Khalil Lee with the bases empty and one down. Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and Omaha, the other two teams who have allowed just four home runs on the season. Now, coincidentally, Syracuse was playing Scranton, Wilkes-Barre in the first series and didn't hit home runs. 0-1 pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. And it's 0-2. The pitch, just outside. Myers working at a pretty good pace here. Slight shift to the pull side against the left-handed batter on the infield. The outfield deep in the opposite way, but it won't matter. Here's a swing and a miss on the 1-2 pitch. And that is strikeout number five for Myers. Two down. That'll bring up Mark Mientos. Mientos walked in the first inning. First pitch to him is a breaking ball in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Righty-righty matchup. Here's the kick and the pitch. Just off the outside corner, 2-0. Clippers have had good success against Syracuse in the recent past. 2-0 pitch in a line past the diving third baseman Fermin and into left field. That is the first Syracuse hit that hasn't left the yard. Clippers have won three of the past four season series against Syracuse. Of course, they didn't play in 2021. Nobody played anybody in 2020. And they split back in 2019, but outside of that, going back to June of 2015, the Clippers have won 21 of 32 against Syracuse. Travis Blankenhorn swings and fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. It's an interesting stat, but I don't know exactly how much it means, because particularly at the AAA level, from one season to the next, a team's are incredibly different. Very little personnel continuity on the field. Might have the same coaching staff, might have the same manager, but in terms of who's taking the field, it is a very different cast of characters season to season. Blankenhorn takes a pitch downstairs, 1-1. We talked about that in the series against Lehigh Valley. Since Lehigh Valley entered the International League back in 2008, the Clippers have dominated that series. Here comes the 1-1. It's hit in the air to center field. Ranging back on it, Benson. As it measured at the edge of the warning track, he'll make the catch for out number three. One run, two hits, and a man left aboard for Syracuse. They've got their first lead of the series. It's 2-1 Mets on top of the Clippers as we go to the bottom of the third inning.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Clippers come up here at Huntington Park trailing for the first time on this young 2022 season. It's a 2-1 lead for the Syracuse Mets. The former Chiefs, former Sky Chiefs. And again, Chiefs before that. For many years, they were affiliated with the Washington Nationals. And prior to that, for a long stretch, the Toronto Blue Jays. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it is inside for ball one to Mike Rivera, the Clippers catcher, up for the first time today, batting 154 on the year. No homers, no runs batted in. He does have a triple on his resume, though, two for the Clippers this year, and one belongs to Rivera. He swings and fouls this one away, and it's 1-1. No roster affiliation shuffle this year, and the likelihood of musical chairs very thin anymore. Here's a high fly ball, foul down the left field line, out of play. With the Major League Baseball takeover of the minor leagues, affiliations are more dictated than negotiated as to who will match up with whom. And the agreements are for much longer terms than they were in the past. Teams could sign 2 or 4 year affiliation agreements, and now the player development licenses are for 10 years. And this is year two, so for the most part, you know who is going to be affiliated with whom from 1 year to the next. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now, and it is high. There were quite a few changes heading into last season, the first year of these agreements. Teams moved up from AA. Teams came into AAA from independent ball. Here's the payoff. And it swung on and fouled straight back to the screen, still 3-2. And that's not to say that there won't ever be movement again, whether affiliations shuffling or maybe new markets moving to AAA. There's also, of course, the possibility Major League Baseball wants to, at some point, expand to 32 teams. Rivera takes up and in for ball four. So the Clippers have the leadoff man aboard and the nine-hitter Ike Freeman due up. We'll see what they do with him here. If baseball expands, obviously 32 teams means 32 AAA, 32 AA, high A, low A, and so it goes. So all those teams that were eliminated at the rookie ball level and other levels where teams filled in, some of those cities may find themselves, once baseball expands, back in affiliated baseball. First pitch to Freeman, fastball high, 1-0. Ike Freeman 0-6 so far this season. The pitch taken just above the zone, 2-0. And if Major League Baseball were to expand, of course the talk is they want to settle the ballpark situations in Oakland and in Tampa Bay before they talk about expanding at all, because if they can't settle those things, then those two teams, I don't think anybody in the know thinks that it's viable to keep them in those markets without new ballparks. So if they were to relocate, that would take away, obviously, a potential expansion city. 2-0 pitch is low and away, nowhere near the zone. Three balls, no strikes to the Clippers nine hitter. You'd think Freeman has the take sign here. But if they can get new stadium deals done in Oakland and in Tampa Bay, St. Pete area, they want to get back into Tampa Bay proper. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and it's a called strike at the top of the zone to make it 3-1. Then you start looking to other cities that don't have Major League Baseball, obviously, but also some of those cities possibly could be in a current AAA market. Here's the 3-1. Hit high in the air and deep to left field. You don't need any wind for this one. Look out in the concession stand. Bye-bye. Ike Freeman crushes a two-run home run down the left field line. It hit the concourse, bounced up off the facing of one of the patios at the Hall of Fame bar. Yeah, the Clippers retake the lead. Well, that's a way to get your first hit of the season. Ike Freeman, a two-run blast. It's 3-2 Columbus. Pitch in the upper part of the strike zone, and he crushed it. Back to the top of the order now for Will Benson. Benson checks his swing at a pitch low, but he didn't do so in time. Home plate umpire says he went through. And so it's strike one. Next pitch, breaking ball, and that's down and in. Expansion at the major league level is no new talk. There's been talk of it forever and ever. 30 teams is kind of an awkward number. The 1-1, that's a breaking ball down and in. Two balls and a strike. Less so now that you have interleague play every day, and now that the DH is used in the National League and the American League. The 2-1. That's hit high, but foul down the left field line, out of play, 2-2. You know, in the old days, pre-interleague play, the leagues were essentially two separate entities. They had their own offices. They had their own umpires and didn't meet except for the All-Star game and the Fall Classic. Benson waits. Here's the 2-2. Pop foul again on the third base side. It'll get out of play. And to me, there was something special and unique and enjoyable about that that the other sports didn't have. NBA, NHL, NFL, it was crossover all the time. Again, the 2-2. That one's in the dirt, three balls and two strikes. Once interleague play began, it took that specialness away, and once that started, it baffled me that they played under two different sets of rules during the regular season. Here's the 3-2. Ground ball right side. A long run for the first baseman. It's past him. Out to Blankenhorn. The second baseman fields. Throws to the covering pitcher. Rodriguez got over and took a low throw for the out. Good execution for out number one. That'll bring up Alex Cole. But for whatever reason, they decided to keep the leagues playing under different rules until 2022. So 15 teams in each league. Doesn't matter all that much. Call swings at the first pitch and pops it straight up the chimney. The wind is going to push it over onto the third base side. And, oh boy, going hard into the sidewall is Nick Meyer. He does not make the catch. But looks none the worse for wear. Hopefully he'll be okay. The wind kept pushing that ball farther and farther away from him. And it hit on the warning track just in front of the wall. And Meyer went in hard. So Call remains alive at home plate. A one pitch. Over but low, one ball, one strike. So 32 teams makes more sense. It gives you a lot of different ways to divvy it up mathematically into divisions, into leagues. The 1-1 is high and tight. And, of course, if they go to 32, there would probably be some significant realignment. You can go with four-team divisions. You can go with six-team divisions. Or you can go with eight-team divisions, rather. Time called now. We're going to get a visit from the pitching coach. Steve Schrenk's going to head out. There's no activity in the bullpen yet. And then when you start talking about expansion, you start talking about cities, the familiar suspects that do not have current Major League or AAA teams, Portland, Montreal. And then you start talking about the big American markets that don't have a Major League team but have a team in AAA, Charlotte, Nashville, Las Vegas even. Now, all those places have relatively new AAA ballparks as well. Meeting on the mound is over. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Call smacks it into left field. It is a sinking line drive. It'll fall in front of Brody. And Alex Call is 2-for-2. So the logistics, if you choose those cities that have current AAA teams, not only do you have to add two AAA clubs for the new Major League teams, but you have to do it in more than two cities. And that has a trickle-down effect into double A and down into A ball as well. Daniel Johnson takes a high fastball. One ball, no strikes. There is activity now in the bullpen for Syracuse. Anthony Vizcaya down there. Daniel Wonder. As ballparks get replaced under new facility standards in former AAA cities, do those become new AAA franchises? The 1-0 pitch to Johnson is hit high in the air on the first base side. Foul. Mazika, the first baseman, over, but this one will not come back into play. It's about seven rows deep for a souvenir. 1-1 count to Johnson. DJ hit a single in the first inning. Driving in Alex Call. He was thrown out trying to get to second base, though. You think about Richmond. For a long, long time, the Richmond Braves were a AAA club in the International League. The 1-1. Swung on and missed 1-2. In 2009, the franchise was moved to Gwinnett County, Georgia. Just northeast of Atlanta. And the Gwinnett Braves, now Gwinnett Stripers, were born. And Richmond was rechristened as a double-A club, the Richmond Flying Squirrels. One ball, two strikes to count the pitch. That's high, 2-2. Dell Diamond, the home of the Flying Squirrels, was essentially left by the Braves because they didn't like the facility. And if the diamond is replaced, Richmond certainly can be looked at as a AAA market. Now the 2-2 swung on and fouled back to the screen, still 2-2. And, oh, by the way, with the new impetus on having AAA teams close to the big league team for travel and whatnot, right now you've got the Washington Nationals affiliated with the Rochester Red Wings. I'll bet Washington would love to have their AAA team there in Richmond, Virginia. Johnson fouls away another. Now, Charleston, West Virginia was a AAA team in the International League for a while. It's been a long time since AAA baseball was in Ottawa. Now they weren't able to support their team. Here's a 2-2 pitch in the dirt for strike three. Runner takes off for second on the wild pitch. Johnson is a strikeout victim. Man in scoring position. Two down for David Fry. For Oscar Gonzalez duo. But Gonzalez will not face Jose Rodriguez. We are going to get a pitching change, and so we'll step away. The Clippers have a two-run home run in this inning from Ike Freeman and have retaken the lead from the Syracuse Mets at the 3-2 ball game in the bottom of the third.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Right-hander Anthony Vizcaya takes the hill, 6 feet tall, 220 pounds, out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Last year pitched in the Mexican League, where he went 7-2 with a sub-5 ERA over 33 starts. He'll face Oscar Gonzalez, who flied to right field his first time up. Runner at second base, curveball comes high and tight to Gonzalez for ball one. Vizcaya making his third appearance on the season. He's 1-0 out of the bullpen with a 6.75 earned run average. Three strikeouts, two walks allowed, two runs on three hits in 2 2/3 innings. Next pitch off the outside corner to Gonzalez, 2-0. Alex Call at second base. He had a single and went to second on a wild pitch. Two down, two runs in for the Clippers. They lead it 3-2 in the top of the third inning. Vizcaya fires, and this time his breaking ball nibbles the outside corner to make it 2-1. Peek to second base. Now the pitch. Another breaking ball swung on and missed that time by Gonzalez, who has yet to see a fastball. I think he saw one fastball in his first at-bat and fouled it away. Other than that, breaking balls and change-ups. Got one there and fouled it away right at his feet. Still 2-2. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. The pitch. The 2-2 is in the dirt, smothered by Nick Meyer. Buffalo at Rochester, one apiece in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bottom two at Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Norfolk has a 3-1 lead. Rail Riders batting in the second. Top three, Jacksonville 2, Durham nothing at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Everything else is either just now starting or not yet started. Gonzalez grounds one to third. It's in and out of the glove of Vientos. Corrals it, throws to first, not in time. E5. Alex Call moves to third base. Well, defense has been an issue for Syracuse in this series. Each club with an error now. And David Fry stands in. A strikeout victim his first time up. First pitch, fastball, slow roller, third base side. Another chance for Vientos. Fields this one cleanly, throws to first in time for out number three. The Clippers get two runs on two hits. They leave a pair and lead it 3-2 after three full innings at Huntington Park.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
This is Fogelman, ready to hustle for that muscle.
Membership numbers at Sly's Gym have been racking up.
22 people have signed up for 6 a.m. buns of steel.
Now he needs more certified trainers to do all the heavy lifting.
I'm going to have to bulk up my staff.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Work boots looking a little worse for wear? Then it's probably time for some new shoes in 22. Kurtz Boots carries all the top brands, like Harriet, Carhartt, Thorogood, Irish Setter, among others. Kurtz Boots is family-owned and prides itself on passing the best pricing available along to you, the customer. Kurtz Boots also carries Western boots, apparel, jeans, sweatshirts, and much, much more. Kurtz Boots is located at 12751 Worthington Road in Pataskala. Or check them out online at KurtzBoots.com.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
We've played three. The Clippers have the high side of a 3-2 score at Huntington Park. Game three of the six-game series. The Clippers have won the first two in shutout fashion, 5-0 both days. The lead has changed hands already twice in this one. Home runs have been the order of the day. The Clippers scored a run in the first with a double and a single. And a pair of solo home runs for Syracuse, one in the second, one in the third, and a two-run shot for the Clippers off the bat of nine-hitter Ike Freeman. And it's 3-2 Columbus. Left-handed batting Patrick Mazika to lead things off in the top of the fourth inning. Tobias Myers goes to work, and the first pitch is popped up behind home plate. Rivera gets rid of the mask, heads to the backstop, but this one is going to be out of play. Strike one. Mazika grounded back to the pitcher his first time up. After a seven pitch at bat. Myers at 56 pitches. Deals number 57 and swung on and fouled on the first base side. And the count is 0-2. First right-hander goes into the motion, and a swing and a foul ball back to the screen keeps it an 0-2 count. Valero's night tonight at Huntington Park every Thursday. The Clippers transform into the Valero's de Columbus. Next pitch. Off-speed, swung on and missed. Mazika out in front. And that is strikeout number six for Myers. He's walked a man. He's allowed two runs on three hits. Brings up Matt Reynolds. And to take nothing away from the batters who hit them, both home runs appeared at least to be wind aided. So Myers has pitched pretty well. Deals to Matt Reynolds, who hit the first of the two home runs, and this one's fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Myers' first outing came against Lehigh Valley on April the 9th. He allowed four runs on two hits over three and a third innings. He's already matched his previous outing in terms of innings, and he's done it in nine fewer pitches. 0-1 pitch is swung on and tapped foul into the right-handed batter's box. It's 0-2. There is activity for the Clippers, though, down bullpen way. It looks like Zach Draper. Myers kicks and fires and throws a breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2. We knew coming out of spring training, the first couple of times, particularly through the rotation, most of the Clippers starters would be on reasonable pitch counts. Here's a call, third strike over the outside corner. Fastball painted the black, and Matt Reynolds is down on strikes. First trip through the rotation, only one Clipper pitched deep enough to qualify for the win, and he got it. That was Tanner Tully. Yesterday, Adam Scott went the required five innings. First pitch swinging, Nick Meyer comes up empty for strike one. He struck out in the second inning. Two down, bases empty, Clippers leading 3-2, corners tight. Middle infield back and spread way out. Next pitch, fastball high. Brody Quinn in the on-deck circle. Next pitch. That's a called strike. One and two. And before the pitch, time called. A wild one gets in from the Clippers bullpen. And Lee Jordan checking in via email says he misses some of the traditional minor league rivals in their part in baseball history. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball that misses low and away, 2-2. It is certainly something special. Now the Clippers still going to play the Mud Hens, still going to play the Indians in Louisville. Here's a pitch way inside. Meyer jumps out of the way, it's 3-2. Unless something changes drastically with the schedule, and I don't know. I don't know that the dust is settled on what the AAA alignment is going to look like. 3-2 pitch, fouled on the third base side. We'll do it again. Do they go to three leagues of 10 teams? Right now you've got 10 teams in the PCL, 20 teams in the International League, two divisions, but you don't play everybody in your division. And you play some teams in the other division, but not everybody there either. There's a bounding ball up the middle. Tolman, the shortstop, has it. Throws across the diamond in plenty of time for out number three. That's a 1-2-3 frame for Tobias Myers. He is through four. Two solo home runs. What Syracuse has done against him, but the Clippers lead him 3-2.
This isn't your regular cola. So this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom four, Mitchell Tolman to lead things off for Columbus. Clippers lead Syracuse by a 3-2 score. Ryan Mitchell here with you. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball from Huntington Park. If you're listening to today's game in your automobile, please remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Tolman digs in. A strikeout victim his first time up. Bouncing around the infield a little bit for the Clippers. Gabriel Arias getting the day off today, so Tolman at shortstop. Arias is going to get the lion's share of time at short. First pitch high and away for ball one. All kind of talk about the bevy of middle infield prospects in the Guardians organization. Here's a called strike to even things at 1-1. Tyler Freeman, one of the top prospects in the organization, has started the year on the shelf just where he ended it last year. Next pitch is a bender way outside, 2-1. Freeman injured his shoulder last year and missed a big chunk of the 2021 season. Still trying to come back from that. Nolan Jones still on the shelf now with a back injury. Trenton Brooks got hit by a pitch on the hand in spring training. And so he is out as well. Haven't gotten a firm timeline on a return for any of those guys. Mount Carmel Injury Report, presented by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. 3-1 pitch to Tolman. Swung on and missed. Make it 3-2 now. Anthony Vizcaya came on to get the final out in the third inning. Here's a 3-2 pitch just out of the zone. And, boy, Tolman used every ounce of that forearm and wrist strength to hold the bat back on a check swing for ball four. Leadoff man aboard for the Clippers via the free pass. That's the same thing that happened in the third inning, and the Clippers are able to bring him around to score. Mike Rivera walked to start the third, and Ike Freeman followed with a big blast home run down the left field line to give the Clippers back the lead. 3-2, that's where we stand as Jose Fermin stands into the right-handed batter's box. He takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Draper continues to throw for the Clippers in the bullpen. That would seem to indicate that the day is done for Tobias Myers. One won the count to Fermin. The pitch. Hit on the ground right side. Through for a base knock. Mitch Tolman had to leap over it as it came his way. He will turn and burn for third, and he will be in. Jose Fermin with a base hit puts him on the corners. Nobody out for Mike Rivera. Good piece of hitting there by Fermin. He had not had a whole lot of success in terms of batting average on the season. With that single, he's batting 192. But Fermin with seven walks, tied for second in the International League in base on balls. Rivera, as I said, got one of those his first time up. Third walk he has drawn on the year. He's batting 154, middle infield, playing for a double play ball. Here's a snap throw to first after a pitch in for a called strike, and Fermin dives in safely just ahead of the throw. It's 0-1. Well, obviously, Nick Meyer is not afraid to try and throw from behind home plate if he feels base runners are taking liberties. The 0-1. Fastball, strike, 0-2. 93-mile-per-hour heater. Wind still blowing out toward left field. Maybe a bit more toward left center now, though not, at least according to the flags, at the same pace it was in the first two or three innings. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball swung on and fouled away. Rivera in his second season in Columbus. 26 years of age out of Venice, Florida. Next pitch, breaking ball, hit high in the air down the right field line. That's going to slice foul and get out of play. Still 0-2. Rivera last year, I think, probably wound up with more playing time than he expected. Because the Cleveland, at the time, Guardians, had all kinds of injury issues with their catching core. The Guardians this year had some issues coming out of spring training. Luke Maley was signed to a major league contract. He got hurt in spring. He's probably going to join Columbus very shortly on his rehab assignment. Once more, the 0-2. This one's a fastball well up top. As a result of Maley being injured, the Guardians had Sandy Leon in spring training, but they told him he wasn't going to make the team, and so he asked for and was granted his release, and then Maley got hurt. But the Guardians decided not to bring him back and add him to the 40-man roster. Runner goes from first. Here's the pitch. It's hit up the middle and right where the defense had vacated. A run scores. Fermin goes on to third. The hit and run executed to perfection by Mike Rivera and the Columbus Clippers, who now lead it by a 4-2 score. Now, just excellent execution. The pitch was over the outer half of the plate. That made it even easier, but with the runner in motion, Travis Blankenhorn went over from his position at second base to cover the bag, and the ball was hit right where he had been. Still runners on first and third. Ike Freeman to the plate, and the Clippers lead it by two. Freeman gave him the lead with a two-run home run in the third inning. First pitch misses outside. So, with Sandy Leon moving on and only one catcher, the Guardians had to turn to Brian LaVastita. There's a big swing and a miss, 1-1. LaVastita had just a handful of games at the AAA level for the Clippers last year. Was added to the 40-man roster over the offseason. We talked about that in anticipation of the Rule 5 draft that didn't happen. LaVastita has played in only one game for Cleveland. 0-4 at the plate. Next pitch, called strike on the outside corner to Freeman. Austin Hedges is getting the duties behind home plate. Hedges also doesn't have a hit. He's 0-16 to start the season. 1-2 the count to Freeman. Here is the pause, now the pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground to third base. Is there time for two? They'll go to second for one. The relay to first. Oh, they call him out. It was bang, bang over there. But they get the 5-4-3 double play. Scoring from third is Fermin. Freeman will not get an RBI because of the double play. But the Clippers tack on another. And they lead it 5-2.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
The bag himself, and that'll do it for the Clippers. They do, though, get two runs, two hits, nobody left, and it's 5-2 Columbus as we go to the fifth at Huntington Park.
Enjoy delicious Lenten specials at the TAT. Vegetable lasagna, shrimp marinara, seafood platter, and Michelle's homemade cheese ravioli. There's all-you-can-eat perch or rigatoni with marinara Wednesdays and Fridays. Call 614-236-1392 for reservations.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Whether you're streaming towards it like a locomotive or it's a few years away, it's a good time to make sure you're on track to have your retirement needs met. Make sure your plans are moving forward the way you want. If you haven't established a plan yet, you need to start. Plan to listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services every Sunday at 9 a.m. for the Safe Money Retirement Show. John Heishman will share retirement planning strategies and ideas that could make a huge difference in the quality of your life and retirement. This Sunday, you don't want to miss John Heishman discussing how to protect retirement assets from long-term care costs. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 AM and 95.1 FM. And catch previous shows on the Safe Money Retirement Show podcast by going to WMNI.com and looking under the Features column. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI. Don't miss it.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Zach Draper takes the hill for the Clippers on in relief of Tobias Myers. Myers goes four innings, two runs earned, three hits, a walk, and seven strikeouts. Both the runs scored on wind-aided solo home runs, and the wind has picked it back up now, blowing hard toward left field, but maybe even in a bit. Being told wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Quinn Brody to lead things off. So Myers pitched well, will not qualify for a win, though, because of a lack of innings. First pitch, check swing in the dirt, and they appeal, but no swing. Myers threw 71 pitches, 47 of them for strikes. Quinn Brody, the nine-hitter. Lefty-lefty matchup now with Zach Draper going back to work. He misses low and away again. Two balls, no strikes. Draper, 6'3", 200-pounder out of Salt Lake City, Utah. 377 career earned run average over 87 minor league games. Guardians drafted him in the 30th round back in 2017. Here's his 2-0 pitch. Grounder past the mound. Out towards the shortstop. Tolman's got it from the right side of second base. He will throw out Brody. 6-3 in your scorebook for out number one. And that'll bring us back to the top of the order. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Guardians off today. Coming off of a two-game sweep against the Cincinnati Reds and that sweet, sweet Ohio Cup victory. Draper ready. He deals. Breaking ball, strike on the inside corner. Mariners beat the White Sox today, 5-1 in Chicago. White Sox fall to 4-2. That's a team with a pretty potent offense. If they get pitching, they're going to be really good. Draper's next pitch is a fastball low, 1-1. Now we were talking about Oakland and Tampa Bay earlier. Can they get stadiums figured out? Well, they're playing today in St. Pete, and that game has come to a conclusion. Oakland wins it 6-3. Both teams now 4-3 on the year. Next pitch from Draper misses the inside corner. Two balls and one strike. Bottom of the sixth inning in Milwaukee. The Brewers lead the visiting St. Louis Cardinals 5-0. Omar Narvaez with a home run for the Brew Crew. Draper's 2-1 pitch. Swung on and hit to left field. Sinking line drive will fall in front of Alex Call, a one hopper. It'll be a one out single. Washington and Pittsburgh tied 3-3. In the Keystone State, that game in the bottom of the third. Brian Reynolds has homered for Pittsburgh, his second of the year. Daniel Vogelbach with his first of the season for the Buccos. We saw him on a rehab assignment with Nashville last year, playing as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. Phillies lead at the Marlins 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Draper goes to work on Carlos Cortez, and they're going to say the pitch hit him. It must have grazed his jersey, was well inside. That'll put runners at first and second with one down for Khalil Green. I keep calling him Khalil Green. It's Khalil Lee. Yep, as we look at the replay, it caught the jersey. Lee reached on an error in the first inning, stole second, went to third on a wild pitch, but was stranded, swings at the first pitch and fouls it down the left field line out of play. He was in a strikeout victim in the third inning. During a rain delay in the Bronx, Blue Jays at Yankees. Luis Severino and Kevin Gausman, the pitching matchup in that one, if they can get it going. Everything else coming up later on tonight. The pitch swung on and fouled away. Angels at Rangers, 8:05 first pitch. The Padres host the Braves at 8:10. Tigers at Royals, both teams sub 500. Detroit 2-4, the Royals 2-3. At 8:40, the Cubs with the Rockies, and out west, the Reds take on the L.A. Dodgers for a West Coast road trip. Those always go well for Cincinnati, right? Next pitch on 0-2, breaking ball low and away. Luis Sessa going for the Reds. Walker Buehler will pitch for the Dodgers tonight. Long pause by Draper. Now the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball lifted high in the air, but foul down the left field line. It will get out of play. Nice catch made by a fan down there for the souvenir. Gets a rousing cheer from the folks around him. The sun has dipped below the roof line. The entire playing surface now ensconced in shadows. The lights are on. Clippers leading 5-2. Draper trying to keep it that way, but the tying run is at the plate. Here's a pickoff attempt at second base. It was a good move by Draper, but his throw was about shoulder high. Tolman had to slap the tag down. By the time that happened, the runner was in. If it's right on the bag, they had a chance to get him. Nick Plummer leading off of second base. Carlos Cortez at first. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. Khalil Lee goes down swinging for the second time today. Two down for Mark Vientos. Thomas Ponticelli, a right-hander, getting loose for the Clippers in the bullpen. There's also a right-hander throwing for Syracuse. That is R.J. Alvarez. Two runs on four hits for Syracuse. Five runs on six hits for the Clippers. Both teams have committed an error. First pitch to Vientos is in for a called strike on the inside corner. The Clippers have not gotten him yet today. He walked in the first inning, singled in the third. Long pause. Now the 0-1. That stays high. Ball and a strike. Battle of the bullpens from here on out. Clippers bullpen had a rough couple of games to start the season, but since then they've been very good. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball, swung on, missed. You hate to say it on a windy day like this, but the Clippers bullpen is the only pen in the International League to not give up a homer this season. Draper peeks to second base. Now throws the 1-2 pitch. It is outside 2-2. Viento certainly has home run power. Of their minor leaguers, the Mets like this guy to be a home run threat as much as anybody. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. The pitch hit high in the air to left field and deep. Call racing back at the wall, and it is gone. Three-run home run ties this ball game. And that is the first home run allowed by the Clippers bullpen this year. It comes at an inopportune time. That ball was a rising line drive that never really got high enough for the wind to be a factor. Travis Blankenhorn stands in now. It was highly unlikely that the bullpen would go an entire season without allowing a home run. Just a bit of a bad coincidence that it happened right after I said that they hadn't given one up. Blankenhorn takes a pitch high and away for ball one. Somewhere Bob McGilligan is shaking his finger at me. Bobby Mack, the voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, who often sits in with me here on the broadcast, is a staunch believer in jinxes. Blankenhorn takes another out of the zone. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0. Popped up, way up into shallow left field. Long run in for Cole. He's got plenty of time, though, as that baseball stayed up there forever and a day. As it comes back down to earth, Cole makes the catch. But one batter after, Mark Vientos. It's a three-run game-tying homer to make it 5-5 halfway through regulation innings here at Huntington Park.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer. RJ Alvarez is on to pitch now for the Syracuse Mets as they go back to the bullpen. Anthony Vizcaya gets credit for an inning and a third, allowed two runs on two hits. He walked a man. Alvarez, 30 years of age, a right-hander out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Last year pitched at AAA Nashville for 38 games. He had no wins, no losses, no saves, and a 4.08 earned run average. It's hard to pitch that many games with no type of decision at all. First pitch swinging, Alex Call, who is 2-for-2, flares it into center field. It will be caught on the trot by Nick Plummer for out number one. Alvarez, 6'1", 230-pound right-hander. Third appearance on the season. And, as is his tradition, no wins and no losses. He has no saves. One save opportunity. He did not convert it. Two innings. One run, one hit. He's walked five batters while striking out only one. Those are not pretty numbers. But again, as I was talking about early in the broadcast, there's not much stock to be put in any numbers this early in the season. Daniel Johnson at the plate. First pitch out of the zone for ball one. DJ, an RBI single in the first. He struck out in the third. Fastball to him here. Misses the outside corner. 2-0. Left-handed batter Johnson holds the hands behind his left ear, waggles the bat and waits. Here comes the pitch, a fastball fouled back to the screen, 2-1. Clippers fans, get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. As Ponticelli continues to throw for the Clippers down the right field line, Zach Draper has probably done his duty tonight. 2-1 pitch coming. Swung on and missed. 2-2. Steady diet of fastballs here from Alvarez. That one reached 95 miles per hour. Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. That's the highest reading I think we've had recorded tonight. Time called by the batter just before the 2-2 pitch. Oscar Gonzalez in the on-deck circle. 5-5 ball game. Nothing settled here. Line scores nearly identical. 5 runs, 5 hits, an error for the Mets. 5 runs, 6 hits, an error for the Clippers. Here's the 2-2 at the knees for a called third strike. Two outs, bases empty for Oscar Gonzalez. We'll see how Alvarez approaches Oscar. Gonzalez has not seen many fastballs today. And Alvarez has thrown a steady diet of them so far in this outing. Big sigh. Now the first pitch. Breaking ball comes up and in, and it hit him. Now hopefully it hit his arm. Gonzalez got his arm up in the way. And hopefully that's where it hit him, because it was right at his batting helmet. Let's see if we can get a look at the replay here. Yeah, the ball hit the underside of his forearm near the elbow, then came down and hit him in the chest. Well, even getting hit twice in those areas is better than getting hit once in the head. So it was not a fastball. Clearly, Syracuse has an approach against Gonzalez. Let's not give him a heater unless we absolutely have to. So he's at first for David Fry. Alvarez goes a fastball. It's hit on the ground, foul. 0-1. Outfield straight away, the infield back. Everybody straight up except for the second baseman, Blankenhorn, who was pulled over toward the second base bag. Breaking ball from Alvarez, misses inside. 1-1. Can that wind blowing hard out toward left field right now? Set by the right-hander. Not even a peek to first base. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Might have been a changeup. Ball two, strikes to Fry. He's 0 for 2 so far today. Fry is hitting 111 for the Clippers this year. First year in the Guardian system. Now the 1-2. Hit up the middle. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Gonzalez rounds second, heading for third base. The throw comes into second. That's a base hit for Fry, and they're on the corners for Mitch Tolman. Tolman's come up twice today, struck out in the second inning, walked and scored in the fourth. 5-5 ball game. This one's had a lot of swing back and forth. Clippers took a lead, saw it go away. They faced a deficit. Got a two-run home run to take the lead back, and then a couple innings later, Clippers 5-2 lead. Disappeared and became a 5-5 tie. The ball's been flying out of here today. All the Syracuse runs have scored on homers, just like the Clippers yesterday. Two solo jobs and a three-run bomb. Columbus has one home run. Ike Freeman hit a two-run blast. They have manufactured a few other runs. The 1-0, down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Alvarez has his sign. Now the pitch. Missed over but low with a fastball. Three balls and no strikes. Alvarez with a little bit of a short arm delivery almost. He's got his sign. Here comes the pitch. And it gets away. It's ball four. And everybody up 90 feet, including the runner at third base, Gonzalez, who scores on the wild pitch. And the Clippers retake the lead, now 6-5. Heads up base running by Gonzalez. That pitch, well, that may be a pass ball. Looked like Meyer might have just closed the catcher's mitt too early. And indeed, they'll call it a pass ball. Gonzalez scores. Fry moves to second. Force there on the walk. That'll bring up Jose Fermin with runners at first and second. Still two away. The pitch. And it's fouled on the first base side. 0-1. RJ Alvarez came on and got Alex Call on the first pitch. Struck out Daniel Johnson. Since then, hit batsman, single, walk, and a pass ball. Produced a run for the Clippers. Green singled and scored in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2. Righty-righty matchup. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Hit high and deep in the air down the left field line. Foul. Fermin got out in front. It had all the distance. It's not the right angle. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball. Well inside. It looked like it was heading right at Fermin's hip. Snapped back toward the plate. But I don't know if it ever came out of the right-handed batter's box. Meyer runs through the signs. And now time is called. Before the pitch can be thrown. Now, Ponticelli's got to be more than warmed up down in the Clippers' bullpen. He's been down there for quite a while. Finally, the 1-2 pitch. Check swing. It's in the dirt. He held up. Two and two the count. For Fermin with an on-base percentage at .364 because he has been very patient. He's drawn 7 walks this year. The offering. Fastball low and away, full count. So the runners will be off. Strange game, a lot of back and forth here. Alvarez from the first base side of the rubber sets at the belt, peeks to second base, now turns and fires, and he missed low and away for ball 4. That'll load him up now for Mike Rivera. And with that, the Mets will scramble the bullpen. Alex Claudio heads down there to get loose, and the pitching coach will head out to buy some time. Talk things over with R.J. Alvarez. Again, this bottom of the fifth inning looked pretty good for Alvarez after the first two batters. Easy fly out. Backward K. Two outs, bases empty. And the Clippers have only one hit in the interim, but 4 base runners. Again, Alvarez is a veteran. He has been around. 30 years of age. But right now, he is looking for some answers. Alvarez has played in 4 different major league organizations. Previously, as I said, with Milwaukee, but also Miami and Texas. And that's over the last 4 seasons. First pitch to Rivera is out of the zone for ball 1, so he has been bouncing around. Actually, all told, yeah, that's 4 organizations over the last 4 years. Alvarez has actually pitched for 9 different major league organizations after starting off with the LA Angels. Misses badly inside here, 2-0. Third round draft pick back in 2012 by the Halos. Bases full of Clippers. 2-0 pitch. Taken off the inside corner. And now Rivera is sitting in the catbird seat. Likely a take sign here, but he can sit dead red and with the wind really blowing out, take a crack at one. Here comes the 3-0. And it is a called strike on a very generous inside corner. I'm not sure about that one. Now the 3-1. Popped up right side toward foul territory. The Clippers bullpen scrambles to get out of the way of Patrick Mazzica, but it's out of his range and into the seats 2 rows back. That's a full count. And the merry-go-round will begin on the next pitch to Rivera. Alvarez trying to pitch himself out of a major jam here. Deals the 3-2. It's well outside ball 4. 3 straight walks. He's hit a man. And we'll see if that's the end of his day with Ike Freeman due up. Yes, indeed. Here comes the skipper. Kevin Bowles is out of the dugout. He'll take the baseball and we'll have a pitching change. R.J. Alvarez gets 2 quick outs and then 5 straight reach against him. 2 runs in for the Clippers here in the 5th inning. They lead it 7-5. We'll come back after these words.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout,
It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Sidewinding lefty, Alex Claudio, 6'3", 188-pounder out of San Juan, Puerto Rico, 30 years of age. Pitching the bigs for the Angels most of last year, 41 appearances for L.A. He was 1-2. Was also in the Boston organization, pitching in AAA for Worcester. 8 games for the Woo Sox and a 6.17 earned run average. He comes in with the bases loaded. Two outs and second baseman Ike Freeman at the plate. Freeman homered in the third inning. Two runs in for the Clippers. First pitch, breaking ball over but low. One ball, no strikes. Freeman has also hit into a double play. Unlikely here with two outs. 7-5, Clippers on top. Runs have been cheap today. 1-0. Chopped off of home plate and foul. Syracuse had not scored in the first two games of the series. They have 5 runs today. They've trailed 2 different times. They came back to take the lead, then they came back to tie the game, only to see the Clippers score 2 runs in this inning with only 1 hit. The 1-1. Way out in front that time. Freeman swings and misses. It's 1-2. Yeah, if you're Claudio, throw that one again. See if you can get him to chase. Tolman at third. Freeman at second. Rivera at first. All drew walks. Step off by the pitcher, Claudio. Freeman the eighth, Clipper to come to the plate here in the fifth inning. Claudio is ready, delivers, and again with the off speed, gets a swing and a miss for strike 3, and that'll do it for the Clippers. They get 2 runs, only 1 hit. A hit batsman, 3 walks, 3 men left aboard, and after 5, the Clippers are back on top. It's a 7-5 score.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Scott's kid of the game helping out on the third base side is the grounds crew. Does some maintenance work on the infield dirt in between innings. Fans, it's time to get outside, and Scott's is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scott's, let's get to the yard. New pitcher on for the Clippers. Right-hander Thomas Ponticelli takes over on the hill. Ponticelli, 6'1 right-hander, 200 pounds out of West Hills, California. Guardians drafted him in the 12th round in 2018. And so far, in two appearances for the Clippers, he's been a dandy. No runs, two hits over four innings, two walks, six strikeouts. A 154 opponent's batting average. I got out in the yard today. Finally got that grass mowed. First pitch swinging and a foul ball on the first base side. Patrick Mazika is 0 for 2. With a tapper to the mound and a strikeout, he's down in the count 0-1. Clippers lead 7-5 in a back-and-forth affair. A one pitch. Fouled again, this time to the third base side. Quickly 0-2. I was talking about that front yard yesterday, and man, it was tough sledding to mow that bad boy for the first time. 0-2. Off the outside corner, one ball, two strikes. I got to go now and pick up some of that Scott's weed and feed before the dandelions really pop out in full force. There were a few of them here and there. The 1-2. Just off the outside corner, two balls and two strikes now to Mazika. I'm a DIY guy, so I get the yard spreader out. Next pitch. Hit in the air to right field. That'll get down for a base hit. Will Benson over to cut it off, and will fire to the infield to make sure that Mazika doesn't take any liberties on the bases. He stays at first with a leadoff single, and that'll bring up Matt Reynolds. Reynolds' solo home run his first time up in the second inning, then caught looking at strike three. The homer was his first of the season. Now we're going to get a pinch hitter here. Cody Bohanek will bat for Reynolds. Bohanek takes high for ball one. No word on why Reynolds lifted from the ball game. Next pitch off the outside corner. Can't be anything that happened in the New York Mets game because, well, they're not playing today. Light slate of action around the bigs. 2 balls, no strikes to count. And the pitch from Ponticelli, a breaking ball, snaps back toward the plate but stays inside, and it's 3-0. Guardians off today. Monticelli's pitch is a fastball above the zone. That's a four-pitch walk. Now the tying runs are aboard. Nobody out. Nick Meyer, the scheduled batter. Twist Twins also off today, but the rest of the American League Central is in action. The White Sox lost at home to Seattle, and the Tigers playing at the Royals right now, just started in Kansas City. Zach Greinke on the hill for the Royals today. There's a high fly ball to center field. Benson, drifting in, will make the catch, and the runners scramble back to their previous position. Still at first and second base with one out for Quinn Brody. Well, a double play ball here would be just the right medicine. American League Central is going to be interesting this year. Certainly the White Sox are the odds-on favorite. Their offense, obviously, is a well-known commodity. The pitch just outside. On the pitching side of things, will they stay healthy? And what kind of performance will they get, particularly from the starters? They've got some really good arms. Now, the bullpen will be, well, maybe the key to the season for the White Sox. But on paper, they are the best team in the Central. One ball, one strike, the count to Quinn Brody. The Guardians, well, the pitching staff has the capability of carrying a team through a season if you get even modest offense. 1-1 pitch is down and in. Shane Bieber is a Cy Young Award winner. Zach Plesac, Aaron Civale, Cal Quantrill, Tristan McKenzie. All those guys have for periods of time, not extended periods of time, but for brief periods of time, look like dominant major league pitchers. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Tolman grabs it, steps on second, throws to first, and that is a twin kill to end the threat. That'll send the Clippers back to the dugout, to the bat rack, and hopefully to score some more runs. They lead 7-5 as we go to the bottom of the sixth here in the Arena District.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Bottom of the sixth, top of the order for Columbus. Will Benson to lead things off. Alex Call and Daniel Johnson to follow. And the Syracuse Mets will stick with the left-hander Alex Claudio here. Claudio came on to get the final out of the fifth inning. The Clippers scored two runs in that frame with only one base hit. They were gifted four base runners, a hit batsman, and three walks in the inning. They plated two to break a 5-5 tie. 7-5 Clippers here in the bottom half of inning number six. Lefty-lefty matchup with Will Benson, who's 0-for-3 so far. Pitch to him. Breaking ball over for a called strike, 0-1. We'll look at this date in Clippers history in this inning, brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. But first, the 0-1. Swung on and missed 0-2. Back to 1983 we go, April the 14th. The Clippers snuck by Pawtucket 4-3 thanks to a two-run home run in the top of the ninth by Steve Bye-Bye Balboni. The 83 season would be his last in a Clippers uniform. He had 27 homers in just 84 games that year. Benson takes a breaking ball just off the outside corner, 1-2. Balboni, with those 27 homers, totaled 92 in his Clippers career. That's an all-time record. Three seasons in a Clippers uniform. He hit 33 homers in 1981, 32 in 82, and then the 27 in 83. Those are the second, third, and 12th highest single-season home run totals in Clippers history. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on, and it goes off the foot of Benson, and he goes down in a heap. Ouch. They check the replay. It went off the shin guard, but boy, that still will bark right at you. Next pitch, that's a called third strike on a slow breaking ball. And Benson is retired. Here's Alex Call, 2-for-3 so far today. First pitch to him, he swings, it's a towering pop-up. Third base side, third baseman making the call and the catch. Vientos stuck with it. Right now, could be a tough sky. But Vientos had the angle on it the whole way and was never really in any danger. Quickly two away, E.J. Johnson to the plate. First pitch to him, breaking ball, that's low for ball one. One-oh pitch to Johnson, strike called on the outside corner. Steve Balboni followed up by a couple other Clippers legends for career home runs. Marshall Brandt, 86. Hensley Mullin, 73. And then from the more modern era, Jesus Aguilar's in fourth place with 68. 1-1 pitch. Looping line drive out toward third base. Caught by Vientos for out number three. The Clippers go quietly in their half of the sixth inning. And we go on to the seventh. It's 7-5, Columbus over Syracuse.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
overseas as well as here in the U.S.,
we'd like to thank you for your service,
for all you do for us to keep us safe,
and the sacrifice that you put in for us.
Thank you for all you do for our country. Thank you for serving our country.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brought to you by Columbus Worthington Air. Thank you for keeping us safe at home.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Back to the bullpen for Columbus. It'll be Ben Krauth. Krauth, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, a southpaw out of Concord, California, 28 years of age. Drafted in 2016 in round number 16 by the Cleveland Guardians. He'll face the top of the order here for the Syracuse Mets. 7-5, Clippers lead. Nick Plummer stands into the left-handed batter's box. Just added back to the roster. Off of the taxi squad, takes a called strike, 0-1. Plummer struck out his first time up, then homered in the third. Had a single and a run scored in the fifth inning. 0-1 pitch. Hit hard on the line and caught by the second baseman, Ike Freeman, playing in that triangle shift. 20 feet into the outfield grass, made a lunge and a leap over toward the right field line and pulls it in for the out. Right there, the Clippers appreciating the ability to shift and appreciating the defensive ability of Ike Freeman there. Great reaction to pull that one in for the out. First pitch to Carlos Cortez, a called strike, 0-1. Now, of course, that is the kind of out that people who are anti-shift point to. There's a high fly ball to left center field. Benson ranging over. That ball sort of took off with the wind, and he had to kick it into a higher gear, but he runs it down for out number two. For the vast majority of baseball history, the ball hit there by Nick Plummer boosts his batting average. Over the last several years, though, those hits have been harder and harder to come by. Two down for Khalil Lee. First pitch fastball, strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Lee is 0-3 today, reached on an error in the first inning, since then has struck out in the third and again in the fifth. Top of the seventh inning here. Two outs, bases empty. Clippers up 7-5. Krauth deals a fastball and put it right by Lee. 0-2. Sun has set, night skies overhead. Here's the 0-2. Check swing, he went around. So says the home plate umpire. That'll do it for the Syracuse Mets. They go 1-2-3. We go to the seventh inning stretch at Huntington Park. The Clippers have the good end of a 7-5 score.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Good having someone on your side to care for, be there for.
store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, they're dancing here at Huntington Park. A good stretch. And then a little boogie on a Thursday night in the Arena District. They are happy because right now the home team has the lead 7-5 as we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Oscar Gonzalez to lead things off for the Clippers here. Alex Claudio still on the hill. Claudio has not thrown many fastballs so far in his inning the third, and Oscar Gonzalez has not seen many fastballs today. He is officially 0 for 2, reached on an error in the third, was hit by the first pitch that he saw in the fifth inning. First pitch to him, he swings and fouls it away on the third base side. Claudio varying up his delivery there with a little hesitation in his stride to the plate. 0-1 the count against the Clippers right fielder. Gonzalez, .250 batting average on the young season. Couple of homers. Next pitch, fastball, hit high in the air down the right field line, giving chase Lee. He will not get there. It falls in for extra bases. Gonzalez, heading towards second base, will put on the brakes after a leadoff double. Now, that one came in at 85 miles per hour, but I think that's the fastball from Alex Claudio. That's as straight as any pitch he's thrown anyway. And Gonzalez goes the opposite way for the two-base hit. Now David Fry to the plate. Clippers looking to expand upon their two-run lead. 7-5 Clippers in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch called strike, 0-1. We'll get to the International League scoreboard here, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. The pitch, breaking ball, just low. Bottom of the seventh inning at Rochester. It's all Buffalo, 10-0. Bisons on top of the Red Wings. Next pitch off the outside corner, 2-1. Durham has taken the lead at home against Jacksonville, 5-4, bottom of the sixth inning. Norfolk leading big, 9-2 at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, bottom five. Also bottom of the fifth down in Charlotte. It's one apiece between the Charlotte Knights and the Memphis Redbirds. Here comes the 2-1. High chopper on the third base side. It'll be fielded by the shortstop. The throw to first is high and goes off the facing of the Clippers dugout. Now Oscar Gonzalez will move up to third base. Well, Bo Hanick has had nothing but trouble at shortstop for the Mets in this series. He had three errors in the first game. And here just airmailed the throw. On the corners now for Mitch Tolman. Nobody out. Squares to bunt, pulls back, and the pitch is low. Fifth inning at Cool Ray Field. Nashville leads Gwinnett 5-2. Louisville blanking Omaha at Warner Park 7-0, top of the third inning in Papillion, Nebraska. Here's a called strike. At Principal Park in Des Moines, Iowa, the Cubs leading the Toledo Mud Hens by a 3-0 score. Lehigh at Worcester and Indy at St. Paul postponed today. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball shot down the left field line. Fair ball sneaks inside the chalk. Tolman is going to cruise into second with an RBI double. Gonzalez scores. Fry ahead of him to third base. And the Clippers now lead it 8-5. Good piece of hitting, an inside-out swing. There's a right-hander warming up for Syracuse in their bullpen quickly. Tolman comes through. That's his third time on base today. Strikeout, walk, walk, now a double. Infield has to draw in. Nobody out. Jose Fermin at the plate. First pitch. He's taken. It's over at the knees for a called strike. Steven Nagosik, number 22, down in the bullpen for the Mets. A one pitch. Off speed, low and away. Fermin has flied to right field, singled and scored in the fourth, walked in the fifth inning. That was his eighth walk of the year. The 1-1. He takes down and in. Fermin came into play today, tied for second place in the International League with his seven base on balls. Two-one pitch to him. Comes in low. So now it's 3-1. His on-base percentage at .382. More walks than hits. Eight base on balls. Five hits for Fermin. He has one of each today. Claudio goes to work, and a ground ball hit out toward the shortstop. They're going to have to hold the runners. Fermin grounds out 6-3. He had a pitch over the plate at least, and he jumped at it. Mike Rivera now, the infield will have to stay in. There's still only one out. Trying to keep this a three-run game. Rivera has had a nice day at the plate. They haven't gotten him yet. He's walked twice and singled. The single and the latter walk both produced runs. First offering, hit in the air to right field, hit pretty well. Lee ranging back. He will make the catch. Both runners tag. The throw comes into second base. That's a sac fly for Rivera. Excellent work. Got a pitch up and got it up in the air to the outfield, deep enough to bring home David Fry from third base. Clippers now lead 9-5. Tolman on to third. That'll bring up Ike Freeman. Freeman, a big two-run home run back in the third inning. He's also hit into a double play and struck out. The double play produced a run as it came with the bases, or excuse me, runners at first and third. He doesn't get an RBI for it. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Left-hander goes back to work and misses low and inside. That was pitch number 30 for Claudio. I would guess this is his last batter, win, lose, or draw. He deals. Fastball, strike on the outside corner. 1-2. This inning started with an Oscar Gonzalez double. David Fry reached on an error. Tolman doubled to bring home Gonzalez. Ground out, sack fly, two runs in for the Clippers. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, came with a big slow one. Freeman. No, he got a piece of it. Everybody was heading off the field, and Freeman said, no, I hit that baseball. Tough to tell on the replay if it changed trajectory or not. Oh, actually, I don't think he did touch it, but the baseball hit the ground. Now, it hit the ground while still in the catcher's mitt looking at the replay. So Freeman was saying, hey, that ball hit the dirt. I'm still alive. Foul ball not caught. Well, so yeah, he got a piece of it. And if the ball, boy, that's a tough call right there. He got a piece of it. If the catcher catches it cleanly, that's a strikeout. If the catcher doesn't catch it cleanly on a foul tip, it's a foul ball. And the inning continues. That's what they're going to rule here. As we watch the replay, the ball definitely hit the ground. But it appeared to be in the catcher's mitt the whole time. Now we'll see if Freeman can do anything with this new opportunity. Uh-oh. Here's a high drive to left field. Did he get enough? That ball is deep. He made something out of it. It's gone. A two-run home run. That's what you call taking advantage of a situation. Freeman with his second two-run home run of the ball game. And if, I tell you what, if he hadn't have made a stink about that ball hitting the dirt, I'm not sure the home plate umpire was going to rule that way. What a turn of events. Instead of the inning being over, a two-run home run. The Clippers get four runs in the frame. Freeman's second homer of the ball game. And now with the Clippers up 11-5, Claudio is going to be asked to pitch to Will Benson as well in the lefty-lefty matchup. He misses outside for ball one. And after the home run, I looked out and peeked at Claudio, and he was not happy. Obviously not happy that the ball left the yard, but that he even had to make that pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner, 1-1. I mean, you would have needed some NFL-style instant replay. Was the ball still spinning? Was the catcher able to make a football move and hold on to it? One ball, two strikes to Will Benson. Here comes the pitch. Hit high in the air to left field. That's deep. Brody back at the warning track with his back to the wall. Makes the catch for out number three. But a big inning for the Columbus Clippers. They put four runs on the board in this frame. Three of the runs unearned, but they all count. Clippers lead 11-5 as we go to the eighth.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way, as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Let's look at the line score for this ball game. A lot of innings with runs scoring. The Clippers have been held in check only twice today. They have scored and tacked on and tacked on. And it looks pretty good right now for the home team. 11-5, they lead Syracuse as we go to the eighth inning. Ben Krauth back to the hill. First pitch is in for a strike to Mark Vientos. Next pitch is high and away, 1-1. Boy, again, a huge call and turn of events with Ike Freeman at the plate. Swung on and fouled away a two-strike pitch that the catcher, Nick Meyer, didn't completely pull in. As a result, it's a foul ball. He gets another crack at it on the next pitch. Freeman put one over the left field wall, his second two-run homer of the ball game. 2-1 pitch, swung on and foul tipped into the dirt. Krauth from the belt delivers and a ground ball right side. Nice dig by Freeman and throws, I don't want to say wild because the throw was at Krauth, and they're going to call the runner out. The throw got beyond Krauth, and Mike Rivera, backing up on the play, grabbed it, threw it back to Krauth, and Fry said, hey, put the tag on the runner because he turned towards second base. And now Kevin Bowles, who is, Kevin Bowles might get thrown out here. After the call that went against Syracuse, he came out and argued that one. Well, he might have just been coming to get Viento, so he didn't get thrown out. But the Clippers, they're they're charmed right now. That was a play that should have gone as an error, should have had a base runner at first. Fry threw the ball, well, he threw it high to Krauth covering. Yeah, and the runner absolutely turned towards second base. He didn't make a huge move there. He just turned to the inside. But in the umpire's estimation, he had committed into the field of play. And so when the tag was put on by Krauth, he called him out. So there is going to be an error on the play. It's going to be E3. But then the putout, I guess we'd go 3-2-1. Ventos is back in the dugout. 1-1 pitch here to Travis Blankenhorn. Swung on, fouled back. Next pitch, that's in the dirt. And I suppose I have to wait for the official score. My guess is that's just a 2-1 putout. Putout came after the error. Two balls, two strikes to count. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. Hit on the ground to first base. That will be a foul ball. Hit right in front of the bag in fair territory, but Fry fielded it about a foot outside the white line. The first base umpire right there making the call. Blankenhorn is 0 for 3 on the game. Next pitch off the outside corner. 3-2. Five runs, six hits, two errors for Syracuse. 11 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for the Clippers. Here's a ball hit on the ground. The second baseman, Freeman, playing in the outfield grass, pulls it in and throws him out. Two down. So not what you would call a cleanly played game, and there have been a lot of other awkward instances. But when it's all said and done, if you put one in the win column for either team, they're not going to focus too much necessarily on how it gets done. Fastball here on the first pitch to Patrick Masika is in for a called strike. Mazika 1-for-3, singled in the sixth inning. Wild pitch from the Syracuse bullpen. Winds up on the field of play and brings a halt to action. Both teams have employed four pitchers. Looks like Syracuse is going to use their fifth when we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tobias Myers got the start for Columbus. Two runs on three hits over four innings. Draper, Ponticelli, an inning each. Krauth now out for his second inning of work. Trying to finish it off here. He misses outside. It's 1-1. From the belt, the lefty kicks and fires, and here's a foul ball back onto the roof. 1-2. Krauth came on in the seventh, got three quick outs. He's ready, and he deals. An inside-out swing and a foul ball out of play on the left side from Mazika. Mazika at first base tonight. He is a catcher by trade, 28 years of age, out of Springfield, Massachusetts. Mets drafted him in the eighth round back in 2015. Next pitch, breaking ball just off the outside corner. Krauth thought he might have had strike three there. Triangle shift on against the left-handed batter. Nobody anywhere near the third base line. The ball fouled away. Keeps it 2-2. Rivera sets the mitt over the outside part of the plate. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. And that'll do it for the Syracuse Mets. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The home team up half a dozen. It's 11-5 Clippers.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Clippers up 11-5. Batting here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 2-3-4 due up. Alex Call has a pair of hits. Daniel Johnson has one, as does Oscar Gonzalez. That's the trio set to bat against the new Syracuse hurler, Steven Nagosik. Nagosik, 6'2", 205-pound right-hander out of Roseville, California. Most of his year in 2021, Spent in Syracuse 27 games. He was 1-5 with 6 saves. Pitched in one game for the Mets at the major league level. First pitch to Alex Call out of the zone for ball one. Negosic, 2 appearances so far in the season, a 2.70 earned run average, 1 run, 2 hits, and 3 1/3. Check swing by Call. It's a called strike, so it doesn't matter. It's 1-1. Gosick, the 5th pitcher employed by Syracuse today. He deals. And it's up and in, spinning Call away. Gosick ready. And he deals the 2-1. That is a called strike at the very bottom of the zone. Negosic attended the University of Oregon. Where he was 2nd in career saves for the Ducks. 2-2 pitch. Lifted high in the air, foul, out of play. Mets got him in a trade from the Red Sox. And he has brought home some hardware in his minor league career in his younger days at the lower levels of the minors. Midseason All-Star at low A and high A in 2017 and 2018. The 2-2 pitch again, curveball, and it hit Call. 74-mile-per-hour bender. And so Call will take first base. A man on and nobody out for Daniel Johnson. Pulled that arm in, and Call took it on the tricep area. Well, you never want to get hit, but if you're going to get hit, that's probably one of the better ways to do it. Daniel Johnson singled back in the first, driving in a run. Since then, he has struck out twice and lined to third base. First pitch to him, he swings and misses over top a breaking ball. Strike one. Robert Broom getting loose for the Clippers, the side-winding right-hander. Gosick ready, he deals, and off speed that time, swung on, foul tipped, and drilled the umpire. Sam Birch. Goes down behind home plate. Jeremy Heller, the Clippers trainer, out there tending to him. The foul ball went right back and hit him on the lower half of the mask. And that is... That's like a punch right to the chin. Out there bringing him some water. They're going to try and get him up here. This is a situation where we want to give a guy all the time that he needs. Because, again, on a play like that, listen, those umpires are wearing, it's got the metal mesh mask. It's got the padding on the chin. But that is a high-velocity projectile coming right at you. And while it may save you from direct impact from the flying objects, there is still going to be a lot of force. And Sam Birch is going to be escorted down the tunnel. And we will have a delay here. It looks like Lou Williams, the crew chief, has left the field as well. And now Tyler Olson is heading over toward the dugout. So we'll have an umpire put on the home plate gear, and it looks like we're going to go with a two-man crew. Clippers coaching staff, batter, base runner have all come off the field going down into the dugout, and we'll have probably a lengthy delay right now as the other umpire has to go down underneath, put on his own home plate gear. You got to get the shin guards on, the chest protector, the mask. So we will take a two-minute break here. We'll step away with the Clippers batting in the bottom half of the eighth inning. They've got a man at first and an 11-5 lead against the Syracuse Mets. And while we wait for the umpires to get everything situated, and we'll take a couple of minutes and be back to Huntington Park after this.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hi, my name is Marty Reed. I'm the owner of Frog Hauling. All those lime green dumpsters you see around Columbus, that's Frog Hauling. If you need a clean start, visit us at froghauling.com. One call dumps it all. Froghauling.com.
Papa John's wants you. Come join the team at Papa John's of Central Ohio, a locally owned and operated franchise location where drivers earn up to $22 per hour. Apply at any of their Central Ohio locations or online at jobs.papajohns.com. If you are looking for flexible hours, nightly cash payments, and the opportunity to join a great team experience, look no further. Join the Papa John's family. Whether you need a second job, a part-time job, or the opportunity for advancement, Papa John's is a great place to work.
Sweet Pea, the all-purpose composted mulch, is organically formulated to nourish root growth, beautify landscapes, and naturally balance soil chemistry. One product, so many uses. If your soil is alive, your plants will thrive. Find a neighborhood store at sweetpeatohio.com.
We are back here at Huntington Park, still waiting for the umpires to reconvene. The home plate umpire Sam Birch, who started this ball game, was hit by a foul tip right on the mask, and he is underneath with the Clippers trainer Jeremy Heller. And we assume, just like an athlete in this day and age, you have a trauma like that, you run through the concussion protocol. Everybody wants to make sure that the head, neck, cervical injuries are not a danger. Once you eliminate that, then you can go on to other things, and hopefully everybody's all right. Well, in the meantime, it was made official today. The Cleveland Guardians announced the long-term contract extension for Jose Ramirez. Ramirez is going to be a Cleveland Guardian, quite possibly for the rest of his career. And if he finishes out this seven-year extension, it would make him the third longest tenured Cleveland Indian / Guardian of all time, and the longest of any position player. It is a seven-year extension worth $141 million. And the contract breakdown, I don't believe there are any incentives. It doesn't sound like there are any option years. The contracts will be paid out, according to reports, thusly. In 2022, originally the report was that it was a five-year extension and the Indians were going to pay him the salaries that were already on the books for his option years, but that is reportedly not the case. He'll make $22 million this year, $14 million in 2023. And then the numbers over the last 5 years, 17, 19, 21, 23, and $25 million, taking him through 2028. And it sounds like the deal kind of came together with Ramirez talking via video chat with the owner of the Cleveland Guardians, with the general manager actually in the same room with Ramirez talking things through, or the president, I guess, Chris Antonetti, and the general manager talking through text chains. And so Ramirez, basically, he said, I want to talk to the head honcho. And, well, they were able to get everybody in the same room. Paul Dolan was there virtually. And Ramirez said, hey, I want to be with this team for the remainder of my career. It's not important to me to play in one of the big markets. It's not, you know, critical to me to have the highest contract. And he won't. Over the course of this seven-year extension, it's, for all intents and purposes, $20 million a year. Now, to any Joe on the street, that's any one of those years is life-changing money. But in terms of the level of ball player that Jose Ramirez has been, and he's still in the prime of his career in terms of the age factor, $20 million is way below market value. Remember, Aaron Judge turned down over $30 million a year for a long-term extension with the New York Yankees, and Judge is older now than Ramirez is. The Yankees offered him, I can't remember if it was the same number of years, I think it was 7 years they were offering him, but over $30 million per year. And Aaron Judge, a year away from free agency, and Ramirez is 2 years away, Judge said, no thanks. I'll take my chances on the free agent market. Now, Aaron Judge is as big a star as there is in Major League Baseball, both from a literal and figurative standpoint. He is marketed as one of the faces of the game. He is a giant of a man playing in the biggest media market in the world. He has embraced being a New York Yankee. He's the face of that franchise, really the first face of the franchise probably since Derek Jeter. And he wants to be there. The Yankees obviously want him there. They offered to back up the Brinks truck for him, but apparently Aaron Judge says, no, I want to deal more in line with what Mike Trout has gotten. Well, he's not the player Mike Trout is. As a hitter, he's done a tremendous job, but he's not anywhere near as important defensively as Mike Trout has been to the Angels. He is not as versatile offensively as is Trout. And, oh, by the way, except for a few seasons, Aaron Judge has had trouble staying on the field. So with his injury history, this is a gamble on his part. But certainly somebody's going to pay him the money, and it probably is going to be the Yankees really bidding against themselves in some ways after this season when he becomes an unrestricted free agent. But I guess here's the other side of that coin. Aaron Judge has played in the playoffs. Mike Trout has not. Part of that is based upon the cast of characters around him on the roster. Now you can say that, you know, when the Angels went and signed Upton, they were signing, at the time, one of the better offensive players in Major League Baseball. Upton was released, what, a week ago. Anthony Rendon was signed and is a tremendous offensive and defensive player. But really, through the entire Mike Trout tenure with the Angels, they have not had a pitching staff that has been able to get them into the playoffs and do any kind of damage. Still waiting here at Huntington Park for the umpires to come back out on the field in a two-man configuration. I'm not entirely sure, but it looked to me, was it Lou Williams, the crew chief, that's going in to get the home plate umpire gear on? Williams is the crew chief. Tyler Olson, the third base umpire, standing down just outside the Clippers dugout, talking with, I believe that's Luke Carlin down there he's chatting with. And, boy, Luke Carlin's a guy that you can chat with, too. Had Luke on the broadcast here last year, a couple of times a Clipper, a few other stops around the minors, and has been coaching in the Guardian system now for a few years. So it'll be interesting to see, obviously, what happens with Aaron Judge, but for fans of the Cleveland Guardians, the contract extensions that have happened recently, I know people like the extension for Manuel Clase, the closer, for 5 years. They like the extension for Miles Straw, 5 years for him as well. So you've got your center fielder for the foreseeable future. You've got your closer locked in. It pretty team-friendly deals, by and large. I think I think Clase got $20 million over the 4 years, and Straw got $25 million over the 5 years. Maybe he got $20 million as well, but if those guys perform the way that they did last year over the course of their contracts, great bargain. And you think back to the Jason Kipnis, Yan Gomes contracts, the Corey Kluber contract that at the time the Indians gave out to their core, and they did the same thing back in the 90s, locking in their young players who were on the verge of great things. And so they're doing that again, and now they land the big fish. It is by far the biggest contract in history for this organization. The previous was to Edwin Encarnacion, a 3-year deal worth just over $60 million. So this more than doubles it. We've got the umpires back out on the field now, and we're getting close to back to action. There will be an allotment of time for Steven Nogosek to warm back up his right arm. And we will go with a two-man crew. And you think for the faithful of the Cleveland Guardians, that extension for Jose Ramirez goes a long, long way toward building goodwill and revitalizing a fan base that had been pretty jaded over the last several years, with the organization taking their top-tier players right up to free agency, trading them away for prospects, and not extending any of them. Francisco Lindor traded to the Mets rather than being extended. But Jose Ramirez decided he wanted to be with this franchise for his entire career, and he sacrificed money. He gave up money to stay here. All right, looks like everybody's ready to go back down on the field. Daniel Johnson digs into the left-handed batter's box. Nogosek is ready. Robert Broom heads back down to the Clippers bullpen to get loose for the top of the ninth. Here's the pitch, and it is off the outside corner for ball one. Johnson singled back in the first inning. It's 11-5. Clippers on top. There's a man at first. Alex Call started this inning by being hit by a pitch. Nogosek sets and deals. And it's a swing and a miss. Threw him a fastball. Came in at 93 miles per hour. Well, our Phoenix bats, big hit of the game after the strikeout of Daniel Johnson, came off the bat of Ike Freeman. And you can take your pick. A pair of two-run home runs. Freeman gave the Clippers back the lead in the third inning with a two-run home run to make it 3-2. And then after fouling a pitch away in controversial fashion in the seventh inning, had another two-run home run to make it a four-run frame. First pitch to Oscar Gonzalez, off speed. He was out in front by a long way. And he's down in the count 0-1. Phoenix Bat, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. Next pitch, breaking ball, popped up, first base side. Patrick Mazika, straddling the foul line, will make the catch, officially a fair ball. That's out number two. Boy, they are just doing everything they can to not throw Oscar Gonzalez a fastball. Two down now for David Fry. First pitch to him is high for ball one. Set at the belt, the right-hander focuses on the catcher's mitt and fires a fastball for a strike over the outside corner. He's not paying much attention to the base runner at first in a six-run ball game. The pause, the pitch, and it swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt. David Fry singled and scored in the fifth inning, reached on an E6 and scored in the four-run Clippers seventh. So officially 1-for-4. 138 batting average for the Clippers first baseman. He's going to get the lion's share of the time at first. Here comes the 1-2. Hit high in the air, but not deep, out toward left field. Bohanek, the shortstop, is out. He will make the catch, and that'll do it for the Clippers. Last chance coming up after this. The Syracuse Mets batting trailing 11-5.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Robert Broom on to try and close it out. Eleven to five, Clippers on top. This was a back-and-forth affair early. A few unusual circumstances, and then a home plate umpire hit right square in the mask by a foul ball, had to come out of the game. Bottom third of the order due up. Cody Bohanek to lead things off. Bohanek came on as a pinch hitter in the sixth inning, drew a walk, and eliminated on a double play. Broom throws the first pitch, swung on, and fouled back. Broom making his third appearance on the season, 1-0 with a 10-13 earned run average, skewed by an inning that did not go his way in his first appearance. Gets a ground ball to the shortstop. Tolman throws to first in time for the out. Broom on opening day came on for the Clippers out of the bullpen and pitched a scoreless inning in just 9 pitches. Came back for a second inning of work, and things got away from him. was charged with three runs, and that's why the ERA is high. One down now for Nick Meyer. Breaking ball flutters inside for ball one. Meyer 0 for 3. Clippers trying to go to 6-3 on the season. 1-0 is outside. Indianapolis not playing today. They are 6-3. They're 6-2. So they would still be a half game ahead of the Clippers in the standings. International League West Division. A pitch just missed the inside corner. And it's now 3-0 to Meyer. Broom delivers. That's in there for a called strike. The diehard faithful remaining here at Huntington Park like that call. It's gotten chilly here. The wind has been blowing hard all night long. 3-1 pitch. That's inside for ball four. Broom was with the Clippers all year last year. It was his first year above A-ball. Like so many, did not pitch in competitive games in 2020 with no minor league season. Several guys skipped over a level. Some skipped over two levels for their first Triple-A experience in 2021. Broom throws a breaking ball in for a called strike to Quinn Brody. Left-handed batter is 0 for 3 on the day. Runner at first, one down. Brody hit into a double play in the sixth inning. Broom would love to turn that trick here. The pitch. That could do it. Ground ball to the second baseman, to the shortstop for one. Tolman's relay is in time, and that's your ball game. Clippers fans, you can ring your bells. The Clippers come out on top tonight by an 11-5 final score and lead the series against Syracuse 3-0. We'll come back after this for the postgame show.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donato's. Every piece is important. Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit the center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
All right, fans, welcome to the Spectrum post-game show. The Columbus Clippers come out on top against the Syracuse Mets tonight, 11-5, the final score. Here is how it happened from Huntington Park in a back-and-forth affair. The Clippers scored a run in the first inning. Alex Call doubled. Daniel Johnson brought him home with an RBI single. That made it a 1-0 game. The lead would not last in the next half inning. Matt Reynolds hit a solo home run to make it 1-1, and then the Clippers faced a deficit for the first time in this series because Nick Plummer hit a home run, a solo job into third to make it 2-1 Syracuse. Remember now, the Mets had not scored in the first two games of the series, let alone had a lead. The Clippers got the lead right back, though, in the bottom half of the third inning when Ike Freeman put one over the left field wall. Hit high in the air and deep to left field. You don't need any wind for this one. Look out in the concession stand. Bye-bye. Ike Freeman crushes a two-run home run down the left field line. It hit the concourse, bounced up off the facing of one of the patios at the Hall of Fame bar. Yeah, the Clippers retake
Tolman
the lead.
Walked.
So again, the Clippers had the lead there with a 3-2 score, and they would tack on two more runs in the fourth inning. Mitch Tolman walked, Jose Fermin singled. Mike Rivera drove one in with a single, and Ike Freeman played it another with a double play ball. He was not credited with an RBI.
That made it a three-run Clippers advantage that disappeared when Mark Vientos hit a three-run home run in the fifth inning. The Clippers in the bottom of that fifth grabbed it right back, though. They scored two runs with only one hit, and then the Clippers put together a four-run seventh inning. Double error, double sack fly, and a two-run home run. Another one from Ike Freeman to left field after a dropped foul tip on what would have been an inning-ending strikeout. But Freeman put it over the wall again, his second two-run homer of the game. That made it 11-5, and that would be how it finished. The Clippers' bullpen would do the job, allowing no runs on just one hit over the final six innings here at Huntington Park. Final totals here from the ball yard. Syracuse, 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 4 men on base. The Clippers, 11 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, and they stranded 6. Zach Draper gets the win. R.J. Alvarez suffers the loss for Syracuse. There was no save. The Clippers are now 6-3. Syracuse drops to 1-7 on the season. The game took 3 hours, 5 minutes with a 14-minute delay after the home plate umpire had a foul ball go off his mask and he had to leave the ball game. 4,455 paid to see it here at Huntington Park tonight. Same two teams will go at it tomorrow. 4:05 first pitch will take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 4 o'clock. I hope you'll be with us. So for Kevin Minard back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time from Huntington Park. The Clippers beat the Syracuse Mets. Final score of 11-5. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.